Is cruising around the Dalmatian coast and exploring Croatia on your travel to-do list? I've got a very interesting interview coming up with Katarina Line, a family-run operation based out of Croatia. Stay tuned. Hi, Daniel. Welcome back to RTE Travel Talk.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
Great to have you back with us, Daniel. So for the benefit of our viewers and listeners, Daniel and I met last fall when we were reviewing a private yacht charter that one of our real travel experts put together with your company, Katarina Line. So if you want to check that out, check out the link above. During the production, Daniel and I had the opportunity to just kind of speak off camera, and I was absolutely fascinated with the backstory of your company, what you do, where you're headed in the future, and basically where you come from. So what I'd like to do today, Daniel, is take a little deeper dive into just what exactly Katarina Line is, your history, the services you provide, and where you're headed in the future. How does that sound?
Excellent. Thank you for the opportunity.
Perfect. Perfect. Why don't we begin with you telling us a little bit about yourself and Katarina Line?
Well, my name is Daniel. I'm the marketing manager at Katarina Line. And Katarina Line is now 32 years in existence, and I've been there from the beginning, but officially working 27th year now.
Wonderful. Daniel, for the benefit of our viewers and listeners, give us kind of like a 30,000 foot level of Katarina Line. What you do, what you offer to folks who are looking for that kind of unique travel experience.
Officially, we are an incoming travel agency for Croatia and some surrounding countries. But throughout the years, we became famous for our small ship yacht-like cruises in Croatia. We added then, naturally, land tours around Croatia that connect with our small ship cruises so we can land and cruise Croatia. In core, our core business is still hotels, accommodation, transfers, excursions, everything that one might need while visiting our beautiful country.
Oh, perfect. So it kind of sounds like you have options that can fit many budgets. Let's take a look at some of the various products you have available. You mentioned that you also have land tours and extensions. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Land tours are similar like cruises, but cruising through Croatian inner land and visiting different towns like our capital, Zagreb, or the most famous national park, Plitvice Lake, 16 lakes connected with series of waterfalls. And you get to walk through and on top and under the waterfalls. Land tours end up in some of the finest Croatian hotels every evening. So we overnight in small towns and in some major towns. And that's very similar how our cruisers do through our islands.
Okay, so you primarily operate out of Croatia, is that right?
Yes, we are there to bring clients to Croatia and to show them the best of Croatia.
Okay. Katarina Line is obviously more than just cruises, but tell us a little bit about the fleet of ships that you operate, Daniel.
We have six different categories of small yacht-like small ships. Maximum capacity of all of our ships would be 36 clients. So six categories from original traditional wooden boats up to today's new yacht-like ships. We have 43 in our fleet for 2024. Key points are the number of clients that we hold, 36 maximum. Secondly, we cruise only in Croatia. We have only one route that goes down to Montenegro and back. And the most important is no night cruising, meaning every afternoon, every evening, we are docked in small towns around Croatian islands. And all towns on islands are based around the port, which means your ship is directly there in the center of the town. You can go off and on the ship anytime, and you actually feel like you own the yacht and you're cruising the Croatian islands.
Yeah. The interview that we did last year with our other real travel expert, Beth, where she actually chartered the entire yacht. This is absolutely amazing. If I understand you correctly, you basically got two different options. There's the private yacht classes, and then for people that may be more either adventurous or on a budget, there's more of the classic style. Let's expand on both of those a little bit if we can.
Yes, well, we have six categories of ships. That's how we started. We started with our simple ships, and then we kind of build up our fleet. I can come back on that later on.
Yep.
Today, we kind of distinguish between three different types of clients that would come to our cruises. The best or the fanciest ships, we call them deluxe superior, are basically created for US, Canadian, Australian, South African market, the clients who have to fly into Croatia. So we added all the bells and whistles, so to say. We added all the excursions to the program, transfers from the airport, cruise managers, free Wi-Fi, newest ships, a little bit more spacious. Those clients tend to have more luggage with them. Then our mid-range ships are mostly focused on European market because typical German Dutch families looks as Croatia as their summer vacation place, okay, where they'll just go for swimming and enjoy the sun instead of spending days on the excursions. They've seen it before. And then our original boats, these little wooden one that we started with, we still have them. We still use them. And the new market for them is the backpacker market or the young fun, 18 to 30 and like-minded, as we like to say. So more adventurous type of people. Here we have a whole list of others bike cruises, trekking cruises. So those people who need our ships more to get around instead of spending the time in the jacuzzi, and they're actually using their day throughout the islands.
Okay, fantastic. So there's options for basically every market.
Exactly, options for every market and various also routes.
Yeah.
Many different routes because we have guaranteed departures from mid-April to end of October, remember, on 43 ships.
Actually, that was kind of my next question. How long is your season? And, you know, when would you consider the peak season be for this type of vacation?
Our season starts in April with these groups of bikers and hikers and people who don't necessarily need to swim in Adriatic Sea. And we end end of October. In last couple of years with this whole climate change, our season has kind of shifted for a month. So now September became the high season, even though in my personal experience, in opinion, June and end of May is the best time to come to Croatia. It's the start of the season. Water is warm enough and the days are the longest. That's my personal favorite time of the year to be in Croatia.
If we were coming from North America, Daniel, is there anything in particular that the North American client needs in terms of visas and passports?
No, we don't have any visa regulations for Canada or for United States. Croatia is a EU country since 2013. From last year, we also have entered the Schengen zone. Some fear that that's not good because then of that story of staying in Europe for more than 90 days, but I don't see anyone checking that, so you're completely fine there. Also here, I wanted to mention that we were one of the few countries that remained almost all the time open throughout the COVID for both Canada and United States. And we did have clients even in 2020 and especially in 2021.
That's fantastic because that way You kept people employed.
We kept people employed. We kept our ships running. And we were not sitting back. We were investing for the future, so to say.
Perfect. As I mentioned earlier in our last video, Daniel, Beth did a full ship charter on one of the deluxe luxury yachts. If I didn't have 36 of my closest friends, is there another option out there for me if I actually wanted to experience a private yacht?
Yes, there's two ways that you can book our ships. The most known would be to just call us up, email us, and book a 7-day cruise, a cabin for you, or a couple of cabins for your family, and you choose one of our categories. So you can book onto all of our cruises, or you can charter a full ship. Our ships are up to 36, so we have ships that are smaller, 14, 18 clients. Sometimes 10 people take a whole ship of 36 because we give them a set price, right, and they just want to enjoy the privacy. So either or, many times you end up having two ships. You have simply too many friends, people you can refuse. And I always joke that we always put the wives on one and husbands and the kids on the other ship.
Now, I've looked online and there's absolutely rave reviews for Catarina Line. and it's just absolutely amazing. In large part, I think it's probably due to your backstory. You're a family-run business, and from our earlier discussions, you know, the story behind you is really interesting. Why don't you take some time and fill our viewers and listeners in on your history?
Basically, we're a family-owned travel agency. Katarina is actually my mother. She started the company in 1992 after working 17 years for government-owned travel agencies of former Yugoslavia. Now, we had the war in Yugoslavia, and Croatia got its independence. And that was the time that we were actually finally able to open our own businesses. And so did my mom, Katarina. She did that, and she did it with the help of agents around the world. Around the world, people helped her because they wanted to continue working with her for that area.
Right.
Another good thing that she did at the time is she sent me and my sister to United States to get our education. We decided we were coming back home immediately, and so we did. So, I mean, immediately after we finished our schools. And we came home and helped to grow the family business. Today in US and Canada, we are mostly known for our yacht-like cruises that we're talking about, which my sister is in charge of.
Right.
I'm in charge of marketing, so I get to travel all the time and all, visit all these wonderful places. And my mom, she's still in charge of all of us. But because of the overall volume of business, we have 54 people working all year round in offices in Opatija, in Split, and in Dubrovnik. And you can imagine in the summer when all these ships are running around, we have additional 50 working in the ports, welcoming clients, and not to mention staff on the ships, which is not employed by Katarina Line, but still managed because we are branding these small ship cruises. So that's in short how we are, what have been developing these last 32 years.
In preparing for the interview today, I took a look back through your past history on social media and, you know, various things that I could find on the internet. And one of the things that I did come across, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but it appears to me, based on the pictures of the get-togethers you've had for your crews, for all of these ships and your staff, that it's an extremely well-run operation and very much family-centered, meaning that everybody is dedicated to providing the best possible service and the best possible experience. And I think that really comes across.
And we feel like they're our family. Another very important thing is the ships and ship owners. The ship owners are also family-run operations. The captain is the owner of the ship in 85% of the cases. That's the idea. Family business knows how the other family business is doing, what you need to, what are all the things involved, what you need to do. One pulls for another, and so on. And yes, that is obviously the key.
We mentioned earlier that you're looking forward to the future. I understand that Katarina is expanding once again into the hotel business. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, that's a whole another story. My mother decided to invest in property and build a hotel basically for her grandchildren. As I mentioned, she has four grandchildren, and she invested all her earnings, lifetime savings, however you want to call it, to Katarina Line funds to this project. We started building a very nice hotel. My sister came up with the name Kate. So Katarina Kate, but Kate written as K8, number 8.
Okay.
Which is my mom's lucky number. Yep. It shows infinity or infinite luck. So that's the name of the hotel. We were approached by Hilton. Hilton decided to offer us not just to have a Hilton hotel, but it's going to be a Curio collection by Hilton. So a little bit upper scale. That's the brand within the Hilton group that allows owner to show himself, so to say. So Curio comes from curiosity. So everything within a hotel is going to be about Katarina, about our family, about the story of that we want to tell. It's a storytelling plus, of course.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. Where is it located, and when's it open for business?
It's located in the center of our hometown, Opatija, which Opatija is also a cradle of Croatian tourism. Right. It was built by Austro-Hungarian Empire, one of the nicest towns on the Croatian coast, only 2.5 hours away from Venice, Italy. It's in the center of the town. It's being built as we speak. We expect it to open 15th of May this year. You can already book it on Hilton Online starting July.
Well, Daniel, this is absolutely super information. If folks wanted to reach out and book a tour or a cruise adventure with Catarina Line, what's the best way for them to do that?
Best way is to reach out to your local travel agent. You can also email us. You can visit our webpage, send us an email or call our 800 number, and we'll get back to you within a day.
Perfect, perfect. Well, this has been absolutely great. Is there anything else you might like to add before we wrap up, Daniel?
I want to tell you a little story about how we also try to give back to community in a way. And that's a story about Down syndrome. We have two people in our office. I'm one of them, and my colleague in Dubrovnik with children with Down syndrome. So what we did is all of our crew t-shirts and a lot of our logos have this three arrow sign, which is a sign of a lucky few, meaning if you know someone or you have someone Down syndrome, you would either tattoo or place those three arrows somewhere to show, and then people would ask you. So what we did, all of our staff, all of our guides, all of our staff on the ships, all the crew have that on their t-shirts, and it's usually here, so it looks like their captains, and then clients ask them what it is, and they say it's the lucky few and the whole story. That's our preference that we donate to our local Down syndrome associations. It's a way of giving back to community.
Oh, that's absolutely marvelous. You know, Daniel, one of the things I really enjoy about the show that I'm doing is living vicariously through the eyes and ears of my guests. And, you know, a private yacht experience, it's absolutely amazing. It really does. So what about you, Daniel? You're currently in Florida. Where is your position going to take you next? I'm sure you must visit all kinds of interesting places.
My next trip will be very soon. Traditionally, end of March, we are all in Vegas. One big travel agent showed that many U.S. and Canadian agents also come up.
Sounds fascinating. So we're going to have you back when you have the grand opening of this brand new hotel. How does that sound? I'd love to hear more about
it. That would be excellent. And we can show some real-time photos and to show that we really did something new in Croatia, new modern Hilton that our town and our country really deserve.
I can't wait. Sounds like a plan to me. So with that, Daniel, I'm just going to wish you safe and happy travels on all your future cruises, private yachts, and destinations. May the wind always be at your back, and I hope to see you on the Lido deck of a private yacht sometime in the future.
Thank you, Ken. Thank you very much, and happy to be here.
Take care. And that about wraps it up for today, folks. A very special thanks to my guest, Daniel of Catarina Line. If you'd like more information about Catarina Line or would like to book a cruise, I will leave Daniel's contact information in the description. You can also visit our website, realtravelexperts.com, to find a travel advisor near you. And as always, if you have any questions or a suggestion for a future video, you can simply send a question to questions@realtravelexperts.com or leave a comment. We always respond. And as always, folks, if you enjoyed this content, a like, subscribe, share, and a ring of the bell is certainly appreciated and helps us to spread the word. So until next time, happy travels!